One of the biggest failings I see in teaching today is we teach the Word, but we do not show how to apply the Word. Right? We must show people how to apply what we're teaching. If we don't do that, we fail. Because without them understanding that it can work for them, they will not apply it at all. Do you understand? It's like I use my testimony as a point in fact that they can indeed do it because I have done it. And if I can do it, they can do it because God is no respecter of persons. Never, ever take and put yourself above others. Don't carry yourself in that way. You get it? Don't use your intellect. You get this? You got to die to yourselves in every way so that you can stay relatable to those that you would teach. I had a guy in my office last night that he was of a Jewish persuasion, which is, you know, he was born a Jew. And does he believe? No. But I didn't come at him from the point of a Bible-thumping believer. I just walked him through my life and the fact in what God had done in my life. And I told him that God is the same for everybody. And sooner or later, that he would find this truth. I encouraged him because he was an intellectual and he did ask questions and he was on a quest. I did not belittle any of the questions he asked me. I just spoke the truth in a way that was understandable to him. You understand? The thing I want to talk about today is delivery and relatable. Okay? In order to teach, there are two separate things that you must always keep in mind in everything that you do. Your delivery must be understandable to anybody without a college or high school education. And if you deal with kids, it must be on that level. It must be relatable to things common to all. Some of us here are very intellectual. That's no good. We need to become relatable. You got to get this into your spirit. How many people think that perhaps my IQ is above average, maybe? It is. Amen? But I keep myself at a place where I can speak to anybody. Do you understand? If you have that intellectual possibility, then, and we all do, then use your intellect to become relatable. Right? Your intellect is for a purpose, but it is not to self-lift up. It is to show you a path to be relatable to others. Amen? So if we have that, you know, that college level mind where, you know, we can do whatever, perfectly, letters, forms, deliveries and stuff, that's okay. But if it is not relatable, you're still not going to be teaching anybody. Amen? You got to remember, most people in the church today, most people off the street today, really don't understand nothing about the things of God. They're dealing with paying the rent. They're dealing with car payments. They're dealing with wanting things in their life, houses, toys, different things, right? And in order for them to grow in the Lord, you've got to show a new value system by your life. Right? What do you value in your life? Now, do I tell you that, I have things that I would like to have? I really do. I would like to have some things. But of all the things that I want the most, I want God in my life. And I've got to sit there, and I use like I did this morning, Deuteronomy 28. My goal is to have those things in my life by doing the Matthew 5, 6 thing. Right? Which is, you know, give my life wholly over to God so that all these other things will manifest after I've made God number one. So you've got to live that life, number one, that people see that you are the Lord's. Right? This is something, never forget. Your life as a leader must reflect you are not your own, His. Amen? And everything that you speak and everything that you do in every Bible study you give and every delivery message you use must reflect the fact that you are His. Amen? That doesn't mean that you lose your relatability. All right? We all have the same emotions. Hurt. Pain. Right? Joy. Happiness. Right? Physical problems. Physical maladies. Right? One of the things that you also have to do is you have to, number two, you have to always let them know that you are still human. If you listen to me, you find I expose my inner self in this room. I don't try to hold back. You get it? Because if I hold back, then I cannot see, or they cannot see the truth of who I am. You've got to become transparent. Human in every way. Just because you know God does not mean that you are perfect nor present yourself in that way. Change different values. But learn to, number three, to make your point. Number three, learn to make fun of yourself. Right? That will open up a big crowd for you. And do it in a way that is relatable. Are you understanding? It's like I tell people, when I first got saved, that I prayed and asked God to give me a day off. Sounds funny. It's true, though. That's the human part of us. Amen? We do those things, whether we tell anybody about them or not, is not relevant. But the truth is that you need to show people your human side. Yes, I've dealt with sin and issues. Yes, I've had those problems. Yes, I go through those things. Yes, I have those emotions. You get it? And that's what makes you relatable. Okay? Because if you can't be relatable, because what will happen if you don't watch it as you get older in the Lord, is people are going to go, well, yeah, but you've been like that. You don't understand. Right? Well, yeah, it's easy for you to say. So you got to always stay relatable. Not above, but with. I can do it. You can do it. You understand? You have got to keep your deliveries in a relatable way. Now, the delivery itself must be understandable. You see, people, being a leader means you must become a teacher. Period. You must be able to teach. So in order to teach, you must stay understandable and relatable. I am not telling you that in your personal life with God, through the Word, that you should not expand all your borders in every way, because you should. But I'm going to tell you, when you are teaching people, you must keep it in a place that they can understand and relate to. You get it? All right. I want to talk a little more about understandable. Sometimes to make a point, you can pick a story. Right? A story can be about yourself, about something you've read, something that happened in a newspaper, something you've been through. Write this down. A story must involve a fix from the teaching you're giving at the time. You get it? What I mean is that I tell a lot of stories all the time. It's like my story that I tell about building a cabin and watching it wash down the river. Right? The point of that story is that I'm human and I make mistakes. But the fix for that situation would have been for me to look all around before I built. Take the time to examine where I was at before I just did things. Does that make sense? See, if I would have looked up in the trees, I would have seen the brush and the trees in the trees from the last flood. But because I was in a hurry, I wasn't thinking. A point of that story could also be is take time to think through things instead of just hurrying and doing things. You understand? So you take that story and you, in the story, you bring the fix and the problem. A story is something people remember. How many people think that most folks will remember my story about the cabin that floated down the river? Right? But it also shows that I am, number one, human. I make mistakes. Number two, the fix would have been to pay attention to begin with. Right? And number three, if we will learn to pay attention, we'll avoid problems in our life. You understand? And that's what a story must do. And that also makes it understandable. Not that everybody's gone to Alaska and built cabins on rivers that floated away. But the principles are the same. You use a story to expound on your points. Right? Pick something that's lively, that's worthy of remembering, uncommon. You guys enjoying this so far? You learning anything? Another part of delivery is posture. Right? And dramatics, drama. How many people know that I can do those things? Those are ways you get your points across. It's like another thing that you must learn is eye contact. Don't be looking. I make sure when I'm giving a Bible study that my eyes are looking at people always. They're not really focusing at one, although that is one technique that people use. And I may focus on some because it draws them in. Especially those that don't want to be drawn in, I will stare at them and then they'll go like this and they'll start. Eye contact is very important in delivery. You must have eye contact with the people that you are speaking to. That draws them in. Right? Posture.
You know, today I just got to give this Bible study and I hope you guys are listening. Nobody's going to listen to you.
Do you understand? Your posture, the way you carry yourself is very important. Right? Drama, what I just showed you was a piece of drama. Right? Facial expressions. I like this one. Well, what are you all down on your royalty? You walk around like this. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe. You understand? Drama. You've got to keep people's attention. The reason why most kids don't get what they need out of school is because we have pitiful teachers. Right? Make a note. Don't be a pitiful teacher. Be a memorable teacher. You know, in all the years that I've been doing this, a lot of people don't like what I got to say. They don't like my attitude. They don't like this. They don't like that. But almost everybody comes back and tells me, man, your Bible study. You understand? Man, your Bible, I never forgot your Bible study. You hear me? Make it so they never forget yours. That is being a teacher. Right? In order to be a leader, you must be a teacher. The presentation of information without retention is of no use. You've got to make visual images. Like when I talk about me being an old scooter tramp, and then I give them the line, well, I came out all this, my pants stood in the corner by themselves, and they did. You know what I mean? I had a twin beard, twin horns, and I did. You understand? And I was greasy and nasty, and I was. But I give them an image of, okay, this is where I was, but look today what God has done. Show them the fact of how far you've come without taking yourself out of the relatable side of your teaching. Amen? Yes, sir. You've got to make word pictures so people can visualize. Right? But in everything, you must let everybody know that you are uncompromisingly His. Number two, you are and always will be human. You're not no spiritual giant, and quit thinking you are. If you don't stay prayed up, if you don't stay in the Word of God, you're going to fall. Just like everybody else. You're human. The reason why I always tell people that I do these things because I know I can fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Take heed lest you fall. Right? Make fun of yourself. Not like a village clown, but with a purpose to make a point. You understand? These are all points of delivery. Relatable is directly attached to the humanistic side. In order to stay relatable, you must become transparent. No more facades. You just be you all the time. I know that I put some people in authority and they change, and you do change to some degree, but the essence of you should be the same. Right? I talk to people, it don't matter. I just sit there and tell them, you know, it's okay. I'm a human being, you can talk to me. But I'm nobody special, and I never tell anybody that I am. I tell about God's blessings in my life. Right? God is blessing my socks off right now. But why? Because I paid the price. And I'm paying the price. And it's a daily nailing yourself to the cross. And no vacations, you know. And no walking away from what God would have you do. But staying steady in that place where God can use you. Okay. Right? You relate to things that are common to all. Most people have common problems. Health, financial, mental, spiritual. You relate to where you were, where people might be in the room. It's like I tell the story of the voices. I still hear voices now and then. You know what I mean? Some are God and some are not. Right? Because you will deal with people that hear voices, demonic. You must tell them, okay, I went through those things. Right? I did. I assume everybody does. I don't think there's anything special there. I remember, a demon telling me to kill. Loud, almost shouting in my ears. And the fact was, I wanted to kill the human side. But because of God, who I really wanted to serve on the other side, I put to death the shouts of the demon and listened to God instead. Amen? Transparent. We get mad once in a while. Don't we? We make mistakes once in a while. Don't we? Well, we don't have to expound on those, but where we must admit and accept responsibility for those things. You as a leader, if you make mistakes, must go up to a person and tell them, I most humbly apologize. You must, or you are not a leader. If you falsely accuse somebody, which you will, if you yell at somebody for the wrong reasons, which you will, you need to hang your head and tell them that you're sorry. It's just true. Get over yourself. Now today I don't want to get too far off base because I'm still taking and trying to get you into this delivery and relatability of your deliveries. Amen? I cannot emphasize this too much. That in the end of every study, there must be a how-to. I don't care about your information. If you can't show me how it works, it's no good. Do you understand? Must have that how-to. Any questions? Whose turn is it tonight? It's relatively painless. You'll get over it. Do you understand what I'm saying right up here? I'm trying to break down the things that I know and put into view in a way that you can understand. There's two sides to your teaching. The truth is the Word of God, which is what you are encompassing. But your delivery and your relatability will determine how much people learn. And listen to me. You must pray. Questions? Well, then I must be a really good teacher. I really think it's basic and understandable. Right? And that's what you must do as you teach, is become very basic and understandable. Stay away from big words. Stay away from talking quickly. Amen? 30 minutes. Lorenzo. Here. Look right here. What's this? Do you see that? It's called a clock. You need to practice before you come in this room instead of just coming in this room. Amen? When you've done it as long as me, then you'll be able to do those kind of things. But I'm telling you right now, you need to practice. You need to time what you're going to say. You need to make your notes so that you get all your points right. Okay? You understand? It's a piece of cake after a while, but not right away. The reason why I am teaching you is because you need to learn. Because you only have about 6 weeks before you guys will be doing Bible studies. Of course, you're running away for a while, so I don't know exactly when you'll be back, but I'm sure it's on your paper, don't get me wrong. But you got to understand that everything must be the same. The teachings must be the same. Right? There's, what, 150 now or something like that? There's plenty. Right? So in the end, you guys can handle it. But you need to work on your delivery. You need to work on being understandable. You need to work on being relatable. Right? Quit being nervous. I know, I wish I had a wand. Bang, don't be nervous. I don't have one. Trust God. Do it with a pure heart and God will take care of you. But at the end of every sermon, and it's the last time I'm saying it, You will give a how-to. You gotta. Without that, the whole teaching is null and void. How do you do it? Okay? All right, I'm done.